Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody, today. It's for me an honor to be in the presence of God this wonderful morning. It's a pleasure for me to be in the United States. It's a dream come true.
Yes.
Last time I was here, I told you how it has taken me 15 years praying and trusting God that I would come to the States, because the Lord had ministered to my heart that I would come. I don't know how I would come. I don't know who I would meet. But I was sure that God had spoken to my heart. And here I am in the United States. I just glorify the name of the Lord. Amen. I want to take this honor to appreciate Pastor Rob Palanti and your first lady, and the entire team of leaders in the house, Pastor John. John, with your life and with your dear wife and the entire clergy. I call him Pastor. Okay, fine. I bring greetings from Uganda. Our church is praying for you, my wife Prosy, and the entire team. God has brought us together for a cause. I watched this video, the audio pastor was preaching, and I was moved, I was touched. And guess what? A few couple of days later, God opened the door for me to come into the States. And I said, come what may, I will look for this man of God. I don't know how he looked like. I don't know what was going on. But I, by faith, I said, I got him, and he's the man that I'm going to connect with. And my desire is to carry this same message all over the world, especially on the African continent, about the message of grace. Praise the Lord. I want us to pray a little bit. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I want to thank you so much, dear Lord Jesus, for this opportunity, Lord, at this wonderful church, oh God. My prayer is that in these few minutes, Lord, I disappear that you may appear. I put down every understanding and imagination of humanity and ask you to speak to our hearts and minister to our hearts. Jesus, you are higher than the highest, and you're greater than the greatest. No one can be compared with your power and mighty. So as I share your word, bless our hearts and change our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
Today I want to share with you a very, very simple topic called Hope to Overcome Regret. Hope to Overcome Regret. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 10, that would be my key scripture I want to share with you. Verse 10 says, why were the old days better than these? For it is not wise to ask such questions. Ladies and gentlemen, Bible scholars attribute the book of Ecclesiastes to have been written by the son of David, king of Jerusalem. Though these words can refer to Solomon, a book of wisdom literature in the canonical Jewish and Christian scripture, to me and you, I believe this is the word of God. It's not just a book, but it's the word of God. And the word of God is spirit and life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So when we look into this statement, this scripture, do not say why the old days are better than these. Three things came into my mind. Number one, the word say is an active word, and the old days represents the past tense, life in the past, and then these represents the present day life. Praise the Lord. Now, what is regret, ladies and gentlemen? What could it be? Regret is a negative cognitive emotional state that involves blaming ourselves for the bad outcome. It is also a feeling of sadness or disappointment over something one has done or failed to do. Feeling of guilt and shame because of the wrong thing or mistake you committed in the past. And my question is, ladies and gentlemen, is there anyone in this room that you ever did something and you regretted it about? Let's be very honest. Oh, I know I'm talking to angels who I've never seen. Is anyone amongst us, there's something you did in your lifetime and you regret about it? My answer is yes. Now, if the answer is yes, God is going to change your message into a message of testimony this afternoon.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This morning. Praise the Lord. Now, before I go deeper, I want to remind you that there are very many things that can cause your life to live in the life of regret. Very many causes. Number one, close friends and spouses in relationships may cause us to regret. People that you love most, people that you are close with, may cause you to regret. Take an example. You've been in a relationship for some time, maybe with your spouse, and maybe they disappointed you, they cheated on you. You're like, I regret I married her. You see? Close friends cause a lot of pain in lives that result into regret. Number two, the things you have done. Number one is that friends can hurt you and cause you to regret. But there are also situations where you as an individual, you are responsible for what you have done and causes you to regret. And lastly, the things I and you have failed to achieve. Maybe in your academic career, maybe in your business, maybe in your project, you wanted to achieve something, maybe even in the kingdom, and you've not been able to achieve, or you have prayed for a long time and nothing's happening. And because of that, you have lost hope, and consequently, you are in regret. I want to bring this to your understanding, ladies and gentlemen, that even this spirit that I call regret, the Bible talks about it in Genesis chapter 6, verse 6. God regrets as to why he had created man in his image. In chapter 2, God creates man. Chapter 3, man fell from his glory. Yes. And he disobeyed God because of sin, disobedience, and then sin, then death. But in chapter 6, verse 6, the Bible says, he regrets as to why he had created man. Regret does not fear your age. Regret, the spirit of regret doesn't fear. You know, your profession, whether male or female, educated or not educated, poor or rich, anointed or not anointed, at any level, the spirit of regret can attack your life. I was a victim of this circumstance. When my father passed away, I had no hope. I had many children to take care of, my siblings. And I said, God, why did you make me firstborn? Being a firstborn child caused me to uphold a lot of weight for my brothers and sisters. Then the death of my father worsened the situation. So I lived in a life of regret for a long time. Praise God. But I want to bring this to your attention, that it's not the will of God that man should regret. And most of us may be regretting because of our health. You have a lot of challenges, maybe depression, sickness, sickle cells, diabetic, to mention but a few, maybe cancer. And you're like, anytime I'm dying, you regret why. Maybe you got saved, you regret why. Maybe you have a family, because your health is in danger. Maybe finances, and all of us have questions. Yes. That's why we say in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, 7, verse 10, do not say why the old days were better than these, for it is not a wise question to ask. Ladies and gentlemen, God does not want us to think about our bad past. What we did was evil before him. What we did it actually out of, the Bible says, he forgave us the days of our ignorance. He cannot remember what we did before, now that we're in Christ Jesus. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Amen number two. Wow. Now let me bring this to you now. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love her will eat of her fruit. Understanding that you are a child of God be careful of what you should say and what you shouldn't say. Because God did not give you a mouth to speak anything anyhow. That's what the Bible says, do not say. Even when you have been regretting about your future, the money that you lost, the business that went away, maybe your family broke out, things are not in order. God says you are not supposed to say them out. Why? This is what I'm going to talk about. Regret has a lot of pain. It causes pain. But today there is hope for restoration. No. Can somebody say amen?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. In 2 minutes, I want to talk about the pain of regret. Number one, it causes you to feel guilt about your previous mistakes. Hello?
Yes.
Regret causes you to feel guilt about the past mistakes in the present. Number two, it causes you to live in the life of yesterday. Oh God, yet you are dead today. It causes you to live in the life of yesterday in a dead today. I don't know if I'm clear now.
You are.
Okay? This spirit punctures the power, the willpower to achieve your dream. I believe all of us seated here can preach. I believe that. I believe each one of us can come to the Bible study. I believe each one of us can move maybe door to door, share the good news. I believe each one of you can go to Facebook and internet and preach the word of God. But you cannot do that when the willpower to do it is no more. And the spirit of regret punctures that. Did you get what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You feel so discouraged to share the word of God. You feel so discouraged to, you know, give a testimony. Why you are regretting all the past, of the things you did achieve. Regret keeps you in the valley of stagnation and hopelessness. Praise God, America. I said it causes you to keep in the valley of stagnation. Stuck. You can't grow from one level to another. Your prayer life is down. You don't have time to pray for your family. You have no family Bible study in your house. Because you got tired, you got fed up. You tried it many times and it didn't work. So it causes you to keep in the valley of stagnation and hopelessness. It causes stress, plays heroic in your body cells, and affects your blood pressure.
Amen.
This is very dangerous. Every time you're living in a life of regret, pressure, high blood pressure, hypertension, affects your life. And some of us seated here, you're in the very same situation. But look at what David says in Psalms 23. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. Amen. He makes me to lie in the green pasture. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Now listen to this. Even though I walk through the shadow, even though I walk through the darkness, the shadow of the valley, through darkness, the Bible says, I will fear no evil because he's with me. We talked about the valley of stagnation and hopelessness. But then he says, the Lord is my shepherd. Come on, man. I shall not want. If the Lord is your shepherd, you will not lack. And the Bible says that even though I walk through the valley, all the shadow is just shadow of death. It's not really death. It's just a shadow of death. So you're just fearing a shadow. But God is with you over there. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Let me bring this to your attention as I finish my sermon today. Verse 5 says, he prepares a table in the presence of my enemies and anoints my head with oil and cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me for the rest of my days. Amen.
Amen.
As a word I want to pose to you, how do you think you can overcome regret? Because much as we are living in regret, there is hope for better life in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, there is hope.
Yes.
Come on, share with you. Your neighbor said, there is hope.
There is hope.
There is. In Jesus. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, because of sin committed in the past, wrong decisions made, mistakes done, and time wasted, God still calls you His own.
Amen.
Yeah.
Brother George, God calls you His own.
Amen.
He wants you to have joy, peace, and freedom, trusting in Jesus Christ. Can I hear a bit amen?
Amen.
Number one, how you can overcome regret is that in Revelation chapter 20, chapter 12, verse 10 to 11 says, can we read that? Okay. Okay. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 to 11. Let's read that scripture and then I will give you a couple of few things and then I pray with you and I want to guarantee you the Holy Spirit is going to minister to you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel Jesus is in this place. Amen?
Amen.
I feel Jesus is in this place. There is so much grace in this house. Revelation 12 verse 10 to 11. Is somebody there? Okay. The Bible talks about our accuser, the devil, Satan. Can we read that?
10 and 11?
Yeah, 10 and 11.
Not 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God,
my
and
God,
the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, he who accuses them before our God day and night.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Now watch this, ladies and gentlemen. The accuser of the brethren. And he says, I had a voice. Did you know that every day there are two voices that speak through your life?
Mm-hmm.
The voice of God through the Holy Spirit and the voice of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
There should be many people that should have come today, but the voice is very cold, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have other issues, you're too busy. The voice speaks to you through your heart that causes you to never go into a place of restoration.
Yeah, that's right.
So there is always a voice. There are always voices in your heart every day that ministers into your spirit. Now the Bible says, the accuser of the brethren is Satan. How do we overcome this devil? Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. We have to silence every voice of the enemy in your life. Every time you feel like regretting, lost hope, confused, speak to that voice. Silence it and say, devil, shut up. I am a child of God.
Amen.
I'm anointed by God.
Right.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Number one, you got to silence every spirit from hell, every voice from hell. You have the power to silence it.
Amen.
Even when you feel some pain, maybe in your lower abdomen, you say, devil, get out of my abdomen. I'm a child of God. My body is the temple of the Lord where the Spirit of God dwells. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
You will say it again, amen.
Amen.
You see, how do you handle that situation when there are too many voices telling you to give up? Too many voices telling you to quit? You have the power to silence every voice of the enemy. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And how do you do that? You will tell the devil and say, Christ saved me by his blood. Jesus died for me on the cross. And the Bible says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by their word of testimony. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can silence every demonic voices of regret, hopelessness, and discouragement by telling the devil that I overcame you on the cross through Jesus Christ by his blood and by the word of their testimony.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. It was not it wasn't the blood of cows or goats or whatever. It was the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ paid all our sins, failure, before and after we believed. Every failure was paid at the cross. You can still overcome. There is still hope. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse number 1 says, there is no condemnation. Come on, man.
Yes.
Even when you feel a lot of guilt in your spirit, in your heart, for the sins you committed, for the evil things you did, you have to remember this in Romans chapter 8, verse number 1. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. And as I finish up, Jesus took our burdens. He carried our sins and paid every price. And lastly, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, this is what Paul says. Paul regrets because of persecuting the church. He threw believers in prison. He separated children from their parents. But this is what he says in verse number 13. He says, brother, I'm saying, brothers and sisters of Grace Christian Church, of a wonderful church today, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do. You cannot overcome if you're just talking about what you went through, if you're not taking any step of action in faith and in God. There is something you have to do. Look at this. One thing I do, forget what is behind me. I'm straining towards that which is ahead. I press on towards the goal to win the praise for which God has called me heavenward in Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to forget the past. Tell your neighbor, forget the past. Mm-hmm. Tell them, say, neighbor, forget the past.
Forget the past.
You have to forget it. It happened, and Jesus forgave you. So don't bring it back through your mind and through your attitude. The choice you did, whatever you committed, that is history. You cannot change it. But you can change everything about your tomorrow through Jesus Christ. Amen. I said, forget the past. And lastly, be thankful to God. All things worketh together. You remember that scripture?
Sure. For the good.
Whatever you went through, God was aware. He knew how he would get you out of it. If that was your life video, God was handling it very well. So I want to ask you, ladies and gentlemen, to learn to give thanks. When you learn to give thanks to God, you will begin to see the past meaningless and begin to see Jesus come to deliver you as your Savior. The things you have, the things you take for granted, someone else is praying for them. Be grateful. Be thankful to Jesus. What you have not achieved yet, God is about to bless you. I pray that in this service, as I conclude, whatever you have not achieved, it is not yet too late. God is a God of a second chance.
Amen.
I said it. It is not yet too late. You can still achieve it in Christ Jesus. Don't think of the things you did get after praying. Think of the countless blessings God gave you without asking. When I was complaining about the shoe I didn't have, when I saw somebody without legs, I became thankful to God. Regret causes you to live in a life of stress, hopelessness, and confusion. But the Bible says that I have come that they may have peace and have it in abundance. See, you are a child of God. Surrender everything to Him. He cares for you. There is hope in Jesus Christ. Even when you're sick, ill, and lost direction, there is still hope in Jesus for you to overcome stress, to overcome sickness, to overcome barrenness, to overcome regret, to overcome every situation. If Jesus did it for me, an orphan, that I take care of 106 children, He can do even much more for you here in the United States.
Amen.
I want you to close your eyes and lift up those hands to Jesus, and I want to pray for you.
Amen.
If you don't mind, lift up your hand and close your eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, the name that is above other names, the Bible says, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Father, I want to thank you so much for Pastor Rob Pilati and the entire team, Lord. I want to thank you because this is a divine connection. This is a divine meeting for me to stand before the holy saints of God and share your word. Some of us are very discouraged. Some of us are ill. Our bodies are sick. But Jesus, the Bible says, by your stripes, we were healed.
Yes.
So I command healing right now. The Bible says, in Matthew 7:7, ask and shall be given to you. Knock the door, it will be open. Seek, you will find. Jesus, there is somebody sitting here, Lord, whose family, whose marriage is in pieces. Lord, I want to pray that you reunite them, God. Bring them together again. Bring peace together again. God is showing me somebody here. You are not in good terms with your spouse. And Jesus is healing your marriage, oh my God. Healing is your portion right now. As you close your eyes, the power of Jesus through His word is touching your life from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. You're about to feel the touch of the Master Jesus. His touch is tender. His mercies endure forever. Father God, I want to appreciate you for the love and for the healing and for the grace. And beginning from today, Lord, I pray you will take us to another level for your glory.
Amen.
I give you praise and give you glory, Jesus. You have heard this prayer. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you. I love you all.
Thank you.